Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with Hallsville head coach Justin Conyer after a hard-fought, cold 57-8 loss for the district championship to the Bowling Green Bobcats. Coach, I don't know the questions to ask. What made the difference tonight?
I thought early on, I said all week long we were going to have to match their physicality, and they're really good up front. Big, fast, physical in all spots of the field, and we just weren't able to match the physicality and the intensity piece of it, and they did a really good job of running the football right at us. And they do what they've done. I mean, they've been averaging 70.5 points a game. That's a lot of points to try to defend and to try to answer on the opposite end. Just felt like we really couldn't get anything going offensively early on either.
So there were no magic strategies, no formations or plays that Hallsville never seen before?
Nope. Straight out of everything you've seen on film. We knew what we were going to get, and we knew that we had to be physical and stop it, and tonight just wasn't our night, and some nights go that way. And they're a really good football team, very well coached, and they obviously deserve to get the win tonight.
Tonight was the return of Colton Nichols, sir, and readers of the Fireside Guard are going to see at least one or two pictures of him showing some magic out there. He didn't run like somebody who's had a 4-week vacation.
Yeah, so for him tonight, the big thing was trying to get him loose in the run game as much as we could. And it all started once again at the point of attack. We knew we were going to have to win the battle in the trenches tonight if we were going to have a chance to be in this football game. And obviously they dominated up front on both sides of the football.
Very unofficial count, sir, but there were at least four beautiful long passes that came within a hand span of your receiver's fingertips. Was that part of Bowling Green's pass coverage, the physicality being on top of Isaac Stinson and some of the other guys? Or
yeah, I think and no excuses, but you got a windy night here, and some were throwing into the wind, some were with the wind, so that obviously plays in how that ball comes out of our quarterback's hands as well. And we missed a couple of those big ones, like you said. I mean, we were right there and almost made those plays, but almost doesn't count. So here we are talking about a loss.
You were zero at halftime, sir. What'd you tell the guys in the locker room?
The big thing that I told them is that they're going to go on to do much bigger and better things than just being a football player. And
yes,
I wanted them to understand that adversity happens in life. And when adversity happens, I want them not to quit as men. And so that's what I asked them. I said, I want you to go out there and I want you to fight your butts off for the next 24 minutes, and I don't want to see any quit in you. And you saw that. We played until the final seconds of the game, so I couldn't ask for anything more from my team.
Who's coming back for you next season, sir?
Yeah, we got a lot of guys coming back. We're going to lose a bunch of seniors up front. The big one is our whole offensive line's gone, so that's going to be a tough one to replace with five seniors up front. Colton Nichols will be back. We'll have to have a new tailback. Harrison's gone. Wide receiver core, we'll have Isaac Stinson back. We'll have Xavier Stinson back. And we'll be back to the drawing board with what we're going to do defensively with replacing a bunch of new faces over there as well.
What's your record now, sir? When'd you finish the season?
6-6, I believe, is the final.
Thank you, Coach Justin Conyer, for a great season.
Thank you.